Can you? We still good outside? Good, thank you. Just going to get as much feedback as possible so that we can keep on looking at how to improve. Because there will be changes along the way. We're going to try and see how we can do that, keep on improving. Well, let's pray together this morning. Our Father, we pray that you will help us to focus very much on how we can stay focused. We pray that you would help us to find it each time we celebrate Christmas. We don't have to lose any meaning. In fact, it can be even richer. And so we pray that you would teach us how to prepare our hearts and our minds and our very spirit so that this Christmas will become just as meaningful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We come back on the thing a little bit. Okay. Now this morning, I just want to ask you to concentrate with me. Despite the sound, you may have a bit of a feedback. Despite my own voice, it's pretty affected. It's just too much feedback right now. Okay. We're just going to try and see how we can. Can we hear from the outside good? All right. Outside's good. Just stay where we are, and that's good. Okay? We're just going to make adjustments along the way. How do we make Christmas meaningful every single year? How can we make sure that our worship of the Lord at Christmas time will remain the same and richer? What's that one single word that you would need? Well, my word is simply the word focus. This problem is that sometimes we get pretty distracted. We get distracted by all sorts of things. Christmas events, Christmas activities, Christmas parties, Christmas presents. They're not invalid. They're part of the whole idea of the celebration of Christmas. But don't forget the focus. And this is the story that we're going to read this morning in Luke chapter 1. And of course, the activities is that basically of the angel Gabriel. Now, sometimes you just think, supposing you were to see an angel, what would you do in 21st century? I think you might want to just to ask, can I have a selfie? You know, and then take a picture with an angel. Wouldn't that be great? In the UK, there was a lady who colored her hair blonde. She was very excited, and she took a selfie. And then when she saw that selfie, she became terrified. Because it was not just herself. There was somebody behind her. And she thought it was a ghost. Immediately that night, she moved out, stayed in a hotel, gave notice. She was just terrified. She says, nothing on earth you can say will make me ever stay in that apartment ever again. The tenancy, she wanted to disrupt because she just couldn't bear it. Can you imagine? Just a little word about selfies. Okay, in Russia, they're banning selfies from certain places because people die taking selfies. They must do outlandish things, put themselves in danger, stay near the cliff. Here I am at the edge of the cliff. Click, he's gone. And I don't mean the picture. I mean the person. It's over. I mean, why would people do that? I think along the way, we've lost a bit of focus. It's all about ourselves. And sometimes at Christmas time, we can lose the whole idea of Christmas when we focus on the parties, on the dinner, on whatever. Okay, on the turkey that we're going to have. In some countries, it's not turkey, it's fish. as your main source of celebration. Whatever the case may be, and I want to suggest that we don't lose focus. And so our Christological emphasis about being Christ-centered is absolutely right. You know, sometimes we lose focus. Sometimes people ask questions, you know, about why should the building project cost so much? In fact, we pick the cheapest. It's all put at 9-point-something million because there's another person who quoted at 20 million. But we said no. Well, this was the cheapest. You know, I've always found that people who want to give, they are the ones who don't lose focus. This is an example of one who has given and has not lost the focus. This is, dear pastor, we are really excited about Bethany 4. We thank God for His grace and blessings upon Bethany all these years. We thank God for blessing our family through Bethany. We want to play our part as a church grows and we embark on new ministries. And we have enclosed a love gift to support Bethany's A&A. And so this morning, there is another check for $50,000. Now, not because this person is a millionaire, but because the focus is right. You see, this is what we're looking at. It's not the money. It's not the gift. It's not the amount. It's the focus. And the focus of this dear family is that of being thankful that they are part of the church family, that they have received the Lord's blessings, that their hearts have been touched greatly, and they want to be part of. This is Bethany. This is our spirit. We don't lose sight of that focus that we have. It's not how much we have. It's not how much we want to give. It's not a questioning of prices. So you can have 10 million as one contractor offers. You can have 20 million another person offers. The focus is the point of it all. What is our focus? And so we can end up, see, some people have no focus in their life. All the focus is to find fault. The focus raises questions. What's our focus? And our focus has to be the Lord. A lot of others are unable to retain focus. The initial years of celebrating Christmas, great, because it's all about Jesus. So much to learn. Then with the passing of the years, the focus fades. We cannot retain that focus and we are lost. You know, this is a challenge. What is our focus? What's your focus this Christmas? And I think the challenge must be here. You know, as I fight, as I battle with illnesses, I'm just really, really challenged in more ways than one. What are we looking at? What should we be looking at? And I'm very conscious that with every passing year, you know, I seem to be getting more and more health challenges. Will this be what the future will be like? Possibly. So what should I do? And my answer is focus. What's my focus? What was my focus when we began church 42 years ago? Even before then. What is the focus today, 42 years later? And the challenge is to remain focused. In Luke chapter 1, this is important. We see the angel Gabriel coming to see Mary. And these are his words to Mary. Let's take a look at this short conversation. Okay? If you have a conversation between an angel and human being, what would the focus be? A modern day style, well, you got a very nice, nice sofa, house things. Well, we call this inane things. They are really, really small pleasantries. That's not our focus, is it? What's the focus? And look at the angel Gabriel, and he said to her, he says, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. How much time was spent greeting Mary? Not very much. Of course, she was afraid. The angel addressed that fear. Do not be afraid, Mary. Why did the angel come? Because you found favor with God, Mary. And then from here onwards, it's all about Jesus. And this is important. But sometimes we lose that focus. What is that focus that we should look at? And when we lose that focus, we can lose a lot. And on many, many other stories of people who are given three wishes. And before too long, you know, you don't know what you constantly. So this dear man had a visit from a being somewhere and told him, you got three wishes. And then, you know, at this, he was very excited. He went home to tell his wife, you know, I've got three wishes. What shall we wish for? Oh, she was so excited. He says, you know, I'm so hungry. I wish for the biggest sausage ever. And here appeared a big sausage. And she was so angry. Why do you ask for a stupid thing like that? We could have asked for a bigger house. We could ask for anything. You ask for a big sausage. He was so angry. He says, may the sausage stick on your nose. And true enough, there's a huge long sausage was stuck on her nose. And now two wishes are gone. So is the third one left. What do? You can't cut it because it's become part of the nose now. So what do? May this wish be terminated. Back to normal. May the sausage be gone. It's all over. Three wishes came and went, just like that. Where is the focus? What is the focus? What is it all about? I think this is something that we need to look at very. So angel comes along, tells Mary, listen. You know, it's not about Mary. It's just the focus correctly is on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we fail to understand and appreciate the significance of focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's learn this all over again. Okay? And so we have this. And listen, and you shall call his name Jesus. Now that's all done. All the preliminaries are done. Don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You're going to have a child. You shall call his name Jesus. That's it. Now let's focus on what this all means. Okay, verse 32. He will be great. And the word great is the word mega. And sometimes we fail to understand what greatness really, really means. You know, we don't know what it really means, do we? He will be great. You speak to any parent, if there is a hope, a possibility that a child would be great, you don't know how elated they can be, how happy they would be. You know, I went to my dentist recently, and he was just talking, and he was just saying to me, you know, his children are already grown up. And he said to me, you know, what is the thing that we should be just happy about? That our children are just born normal. No need to ask for anything. No need to be good looking. No need to be cute. No need to be wonderful, talented. Just normal. And he knows our friends. They could be medical doctors. They could be dentists themselves. He knows our friends in church. But the children are all with special needs. And the challenge is there. You know, sometimes we forget that it's all about Jesus. He will be great. He's not going to be limited by the fact that his father is going to be a carpenter and they live in Nazareth. That's not the focus. The focus is simply he will be great. The focus is Jesus. Can we understand this? What does it matter? What does it mean? Sometimes I ask myself, supposing this mycoplasma gets worse. Supposing I have pneumonia. Supposing complications come and I die. Would that be something that should disturb me? Frankly, my answer is no. You know what my focus is? He will be great. That's all I care about. That's what it's all about. Because we will die one day. We will all die one day. That's just a fact. What's my focus? He will be great. That is should be the focus. Okay, number two. He will be called Son of the Highest. And I think sometimes we forget who Jesus really, really is. In Psalm 50, I've written a few poems from Psalm 50 in preparation for the Young Adults Retreat coming up. And to me, the poem was about who God really is. The first stanza begins with the fact that if we have a defective view of God, it will affect our worship. You know, we sometimes fail to recognize who Jesus really is. That he is indeed Son of the Highest. And that should be a focus that we never lose sight of. You know, so when we worship the Lord Jesus at Christmas time, so my thought would be, he will be great and he is great. Because he's the Son of the Highest and he is. And I want to give to him the honor, the worship that is due. We need to have a very dynamic view of who God is. And Asaph speaks of God as the mighty one, God the Lord. That is his focus. And sometimes we forget our focus. And we are focused on the Christmas party and the food that we're going to have, the fellowship we're going to have. the presence we're going to have, and so on and so forth. And all these things mean nothing if we lose focus of who Jesus really is. He will be the great one. He is the Son of the Highest. We go on further. Verse 32, the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And this is what we want to not lose focus on. There is so much to consider. It's a little poem that I attempted to write for this Christmas season. And it's really, really important for us. But found on page 9. It talks about how the kingdom of David was going to be established. Okay? In the third stanza, God gave to David a wonderful word of assurance one fine day. Your throne shall be established forever. The kingdom is here to stay. These words were astonishing. They seem impossible to comprehend. How could any kingdom be sustained forever? What was God's plan? The Lord did not have in mind an earthly kingdom when he spoke those words. He had in mind an eternal kingdom that his son would reign over, rest assured. The promise to David, not fully understood, lay shrouded in mystery for the longest time. No one understood that one day God would send his son to fulfill this promise sublime. And this is the challenge of it all. Now, I must tell you, this Christmas poems are getting harder and harder to write. But there's a challenge. The challenge is to stay focused on who Jesus really, really is. And he will be great. But this time around, that he will also have his father's throne, the throne of his father David. And it wasn't the physical thing that we're speaking about, but there was a prophetic element that was there, and it was going to be fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no question about the focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then I fear very much that along the way, over the years, we've lost our perspective of Christmas. Christmas is not what new dress should I buy or make. It should not be where shall we have dinner? Which restaurant should we go to? What would we order all about? You know, sometimes you read the newspapers and you're pretty astonished as to what people will look at. In Japan, there is a old Japanese sushi chef who is so, he's made fame, he's made a big name. He's a small stall. That's it. And you have to book your table 1 year ahead of time. He's just going to serve you maybe 12 pieces of sushi or sashimi. You know, and that's it. Thank you, thank you very much. That's $500. That's not accounting the tip. You know, in Singapore, we are talking about chefs who will cook for you. And they are going to charge you $1,100 per person for a meal. I think that would be probably better used at Bethany Fall. But think about this. Would people spend that kind of money? No sweat. Nobody's going to question. But talk about build Bethany Fall, and people are asking, why so much? It's strange. Because if we lose our focus, that's what will happen. But when we keep our focus right, and it's all about the Lord Jesus, it's all about the Lord. David, in building the temple, he was not even allowed to build it. He said with all his heart, he has prepared a gift beyond what he had and more. Why? Because it was all about God. It's all about God's house. It's all about God's name. It's all about God's glory. It's all about God's person. There is that focus that we need to have. Can we stay focused? Ben wrote to me about his friend that was once upon a time very zealous and keen about speaking of God, and how that focus is now lost. Perhaps cannot get it back again. You see, that's the whole problem. So we begin with, if we don't have a focus, or if our focus changes, then we miss the point. What is it all about, celebrating Christmas all over again? For me, you know, it's there are certain things I like to do. I don't always get it in my, but that's nice. When I was a kid, I liked to see Scrooge. And I never get tired of seeing Scrooge. But you can see the same thing again and again. Yes, I'm like that. I am, you know. I like to read. I like to, you know, just read a book about Christmas, you know, something that would be there and that would be meaningful too. Well, what is it to focus? And I never lose focus. I think this is something that we really, really need to look about. I still remember when I was a kid. And, you know, TV was basically black and white then. And there was one particular film. It's about a lame boy. And how one day there were certain people who came to see and were asking where the baby was born. And this boy, you know, this was all done as a musical. They didn't speak, they sang. You know, that picture never left my mind, how this poor little boy wanted to follow the wise men. But they told him, you can't come. You look at you. You're lame. You cannot. But he says, well, I want to go and see Jesus anyway. And so he pleaded, he begged, and then finally he was allowed to go and see Jesus. And he came back well. You know, that never left my mind. That it was all about Jesus. It's always been all about Jesus. Whole of Scripture, look forward to this time. In the prophecy to David, that there will be one who will inherit the throne. It's about Jesus. When the angel came to speak, it was about Jesus. Mary was told, you're going to have a child, a son, yes, but it's not having a baby. That is not the focus. The focus has always been about Jesus. And that's what we need to ask ourselves. Do we have that focus? This whole week, you know, I was just hoping that I would get well enough to speak. That was my whole focus. My whole focus was just to be able to get well enough so that I can speak from my heart a conviction that if we want to celebrate Christmas meaningfully year after year, all the time, that one word would be simply the focus must be on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? We may have come to faith in the Lord Jesus. You know, after a while, the idea of faith in the Lord Jesus almost fades into meaninglessness. If so, let's regain that focus. Faith in the Lord is not meaningless. It is stupendous. It is amazing. We should be gripped by it. And that's what it is. We lose focus. Well, sometimes when we look at what it means to enter into His kingdom, He has a kingdom. He will reign in that kingdom. And we are part of that kingdom. We seem to have lost it. It's almost like it's nothing. No, it is not nothing. It is everything. To be in and not out, to be part of, that is such a joy and a thrill. Don't lose that focus. I think this is important. One of our pastors to be in India, he was married for several years and there was no issue, no offspring. And so one day he decided, he said, you know, Pastor, we are going to serve the Lord. Can you receive us? So this is his last year of Bible school now. So he's a married young man. And then after his the baby was born just a few months ago, and then he wrote to me and he said, Pastor, please pray for me. My son is born with two holes in the heart. And, you know, we don't know whether he'll need operation. We don't know whether he will even live. But, you know, we are going to serve God and not lose focus. And I like that. So I would write to him and ask him again just recently, and well, how's your son doing? And so he replied, he says, thank you for asking. You know, our son is okay right now. The two holes are still there. But you know, our focus is still the same. We're going to stay focused, serving the Lord. That's what focus is all about. Whether we have children, serve the Lord. Or no children, serve the Lord. Baby born, don't lose perspective. Serve the Lord. And it is challenging. It is very, very challenging because when a baby was born, because we must go to the mother's place, it's very far away from Chennai, about 300 kilometers away. And I told him, you still need to stay in school and you still need to come back to church to help serve. You know, he has not lost that focus. This is one of the lessons we give to all our students. Don't lose that focus. And we need to know, ask ourselves again here, what is it all about? Don't lose that focus. It's not about the ANA program. It's not about the $10 million. It's not about the activities we're going to have. It's the focus of it all. And it's all about the Lord Jesus. He shall be, he will be great. He will reign in his father's throne, David. His kingdom will be, there will be no end to his kingdom. That focus is there. And that's what we want to ask ourselves this morning. Have we lost focus? You know, sometimes we get old and sickly, you can lose focus. Sometimes there is so much work to do, you can lose focus. You know, I was just, during this few days when I was totally unwell, I was reading a book by John Milton. I don't know whether you're familiar with John Milton. It's called Paradise Lost. It's a book that will make you get better or make you even more sick. It's a very hard book to read. Now, he wrote, this is a poetic epic. It's really, really, really hard to read this book and follow. Why I find myself always skipping lines because it's so hard to understand everything he has. But you know, guess what the subject is? It's all about Satan. You know, lots of interesting insights. How Satan was sent down, how he, and there were other evil ones with him. There was Belial, there was Beelzebub, and a few, and his capital was called Pandemonium. Now, of course, none of these things are biblical. But the attempt to describe Satan is just tremendously difficult. And their focus is never lost. At the end of it all, he pictured the evil one as a powerful being, but he had lost his focus. And his words was that he would rather reign in hell than to be a servant in heaven. Those were the proud words of Satan. He's lost his focus completely. And sometimes we lose our focus too. What's it all about? And a lot of people have lost focus in the meaning of their faith and of their life and being part of God's kingdom. This Christmas, let's go back to the basics. Let it be all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be about his greatness. Let it be about his kingdom. Let it be about he being the Son of the Highest. And when we regain that focus, we have found the real focus of Christmas, and it's all about Jesus. Let's pray together. This morning, as we pray together, let's not lose focus. Sometimes we think that we are right in our reasoning, in our thinking, in working things out. We can convince ourselves that we could be right, and we could still be wrong. If that focus is not on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's wrong. It's as plain and simple as that. And this morning as we pray, let's pray that we will not lose focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we pray that you will help us to regain our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on who he is, the prophecies concerning him. We pray that you will teach us how to give the kind of heart and mind and spirit and worship that our precious Savior truly deserves. May we find that focus always. And we pray that you will renew our hearts this morning. Bless this offering that we give. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give a love gift for the Lord's work. Just a little reminder. We're going to have the begin Advent season on the last Sunday of November. So from the last Sunday of November, there will be no evening bilingual worship. We'll all be downstairs, okay? Last Sunday of November for 4 weeks running. And then after that will be Christmas itself. Just want to tell you that getting our permits from BCA is really, really hard. You have no idea how many things need to be complied with right from the very, very start. And it is just one level after the other. They will tell us it's approved. They'll tell you it's in principle approvement. But you need to fill in 1, 2, 3, 4. After that, we have done that, and then 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you know what keeps us going? Focus. We're just going to focus and stay where we are and until we complete everything out. But the challenge is very, very real. Okay? So this is something that we don't want to lose sight of. If I don't greet you today, please know why. It is not because I don't want to say hello, because, you know, out of love for you all, don't want you to have what I have. So I'm just not going to, I'm just going to greet you in Indian style, namaste. I always tell the Indian people I'm one quarter Indian, one quarter Burmese. Today the elections are on in Myanmar. It's going to be a very, very closely watched thing. I am watching it very, very carefully. But never lose focus. The focus is still on the Lord Jesus and our ministry there, no matter what. Okay? Good, thank you. Well, appreciate the offering given. And so our challenge as we conclude this worship this morning is to rise up. Pages 14 and 15, rise up, O Church of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. That's our focus. Rise up, O Church of God, His kingdom tarries long. I think this is the Pope's lament recently, that all his cardinals and his bishops are all caught up with, would you believe it, Ferraris and wine. And it's just stuff like that. And it is, isn't it sad to see this? The focus is lost. Well, don't let's lose this focus. Let's really, really, really thank God for the challenge to remain focused. Okay, well, let's rise as we sing our last hymn together. Rise up, O Church of God. Well, ask us, Lord, to bless us before we go from here. And now may this great and wonderful God, who in all His wisdom planned for redemption to come in and through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, this God of wisdom, give to us that heart and mind to stay focused. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to look beyond the worthless things of life and to stay focused on living for our precious Savior who gave His life for us. May the Spirit of God enable us to remain focused, to have the strength of heart and mind and spirit to give that kind of life and ministry that would be lived in such a way it will bring great glory to our Savior, that we ask that glory will be His now and forever. Amen.